Michigan will send the same number of Democrats and Republicans to Washington. 9 Republicans and 5 Democrats will go from Michigan to the U.S. House. New congressional faces include Republicans David Trott, Mike Bishop, and John Molinar, and Democrats Brenda Lawrence and my next guest, Debbie Dingell. Welcome.
It is great to be with you.
Well, you are taking over the seat that your husband is retiring from, the 12th. And, of course, we know he's the longest-serving House member, Dean of the House, John Dingell. But now it is your turn to serve the 12th. What do you think the first issue is that you want to focus on once you're sworn in?
Well, one of the first things that I want to do is to work with my other colleagues in the Michigan delegation and help define what a Michigan agenda is and what are the priorities for the state, and that hopefully we can all work together to try to do what we need to do for the state. That would be one of the first things, hope that we have regular bipartisan meetings of the delegation. And then the issues that we all care about. I don't care if Republican or Democrat, manufacturing, creating jobs, the auto industry. How do you ensure that every child in this state has access to quality, affordable education from the time that they are born through the higher ed system? We have differences on how one approaches healthcare issues, but I believe that if you are born in America, you should not have to worry about whether you can afford to go to the doctor or whether you can afford your medicine. So is the Affordable Act care perfect? No, but it's come a long way. Is there a way to find common ground to fix that bill, but to make sure that everybody who needs health care has access to it?
But knowing that you will be in the minority in the House, how will you work with Republicans? I mean, it is so great to hear talk of bipartisanship, but how do you really do that?
Well, you do what I always do. I mean, that was the theme of my campaign, that I wasn't going to Washington to fight with people. I was going to Washington to work with people. You know, Candace Miller and I have been friends for a long time. We've talked about working together on a number of things. I saw David Trott this morning, and I said, David, could we do some things like host roundtables with some of the industries from this area and just listen and have people see us doing things in a bipartisan way? And he said, Debbie, I want you to know that I was telling people that during the campaign. I had the same thought. So, you know, you do it in very incremental steps. You build relationships. You trust each other. How do you work together for what we need to do for this state?
Well, as I mentioned, you are one of 5 new members of Congress from Michigan, and there has been much talk about the level of seniority that's leaving Michigan's congressional delegation after this year. Do you have concerns about that going to Washington?
Look, we do need to be concerned about the wisdom and the knowledge and the experience of 4 incredible men. Every last one of them, Republican and Democrat, have been close friends. And it is going to leave a huge void in this delegation and what they've delivered to the state of Michigan. And in addition to that, none of them have been partisan. Senator Levin and John Dingell have been 2 wise men who have brought people together for decades. David Camp wanted to do a complete overhaul of the tax system and worked very closely with Max Baucus. And Mike Rogers, as chair of the Intelligence Committee, understands that there is no room in this country for anybody to be partisan when it comes to national security. So these are, I know I can't fill the shoes of the man that I'm replacing. I know how big they are. I'm going to be Debbie Dingell. And I think all of us is going to have to be each our own person and work hard to try to do some of what they did deliver for the state. But quite frankly, with those giants leaving, we all have to work together so that we can come up with solutions to try to get what they were able to get.
Through the campaign, as you met with voters, what did you hear from them that you're going to take with you to Washington?
You know, I heard a lot of different things. I said to people I was in a giant job interview, and I met with hundreds of groups of people throughout the district wanting to talk about different issues. You know, you heard some common themes, and you'd hear things that were surprising you. I mean, the students really want more financial literacy when they're in grade school and high school so that they understand that they're incurring debt. I found that to be one of the most interesting things, or how they felt about Common Core and all of the debate that we've been having about it. But I also heard people say, we're tired of the fighting. We want our roads fixed. The infrastructure needs to be fixed. They're tired of all the reasons everybody's fighting. And, I mean, business wants immigration reform because they don't have enough people to fill some of the jobs that are here. One of the messages I heard loud and clear is, can't you find a way to work together to start solving some of our problems?
Democrat Debbie Dingell, Congresswoman-elect of Michigan's 12th Congressional District. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much, and I hope everybody has a great day after the election.